Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi, so today we're going to be talking about the topic of no bad foods, and I'm really excited to share this concept with you because since I've adopted this philosophy, it's really made my relationship with food a lot more joyous. So today I'm just going to share with you why I think that, you know, I have this philosophy around no bad foods. I'm going to share the one exception and then, you know, what we can do instead of labeling foods as good or bad. And finally, I'll just share the key takeaway just to summarize everything for you. So why no bad foods? Basically, when you think about it, like all food has value. So even the most highly processed, you know, packaged crap, you know, at least that provides us with energy. And if you were stuck on a desert island with no food, you'd be really happy for that packet of, you know, extruded snacks. So another reason why this philosophy of no bad foods is important is like there are so many reasons to eat that have nothing to do with nutrition. So, you know, there's pleasure, there's celebration, there's tradition, there's nostalgia and, you know, feeling connected. And if we're judging food as being good or bad based on health, then we miss out on appreciating the other values and the other joys that food can bring to our lives. Another reason why I really think that no bad foods is a good philosophy is because when you start labeling food as good or bad, it's this concept called food moralizing, which I learned from my friend Daria Rose, and I'll link to her website in the show notes. But the idea is when you start labeling food as good or bad or moralizing food in this way, you start to judge ourselves as being good or bad, good for eating the good food or bad for eating the bad food. That's really the opposite of joyful, and it's really, you know, doesn't help us at all. Another reason why I think it's important not to be having, you know, labeling food as bad is that it like really can glamorize, you know, that chocolate cake's so bad, it's so decadent, you know, and really build desire for food because we're seeing it as bad in our mind and forbidden. When something's forbidden, you know, we tend to want it more. It really builds that desire for it. So if you think of it, if you've ever done that yourself, you know, I'm not ever going to have a donut ever again. Donuts are bad. And then all of a sudden you're craving donuts. All you can think about is donuts, you know. It really is just the way our brains work. It's like that thought experiment where they get you to say, don't think about pink elephants. And then, of course, all you're thinking, all you can see is visions of, you know, pink pachyderms floating around in your head. So it's kind of, you know, that reverse psychology is how our brains work. So if we stop labeling food as good or bad, we avoid, you know, falling into that trap. Another reason why is, you know, it really makes food sound scary and brings a lot of fear into our relationship with food. You know, if you hear things about, you know, sugar is evil, someone said to me once, sugar is the devil, you know, or thoughts like, you know, I'm powerless against sugar. It just, you know, it doesn't feel good. And it's just all this like negative emotion around food that really doesn't need to be there. And then lastly, you know, if we're moralizing food, then it really fails to remind us that, you know, it's really like the quantity and the frequency with which we eat different foods that has the biggest bearing on whether it's going to help or a certain food will help or hinder us. So, you know, eating one Tim Tam or one cookie a week, you know, it's not really going to be a problem. If you're eating a whole packet every day, you know, it's a whole different story. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons there, you know, just to like let go of this idea that food is good or bad because, you know, there's so much more nuance to it. And of course, like every rule, I have an exception. And I think if it's helpful for you, any food that you don't enjoy eating, go ahead and label it bad. You know, for me, that's tripe. But even then, you know, it doesn't really help me to go around thinking about how bad tripe is because I don't like eating it. You know, I prefer not to think about tripe at all, really. Although recently, my friend Gabrielle was extolling the virtues of tripe and telling me how, you know, nutritious it is and how much collagen it has in it, and that maybe I should reconsider. But anyway, that's a story for another day. So if you're on board with me and you're deciding that you're not going to go down the path of labeling food as good and bad, then what do you do instead? So first, you know, you just decide you're not going to do it anymore. And then when you hear things in the media or if someone's talking to you about how bad, you know, whatever thing is or how bad whatever thing is that they ate, you just remind yourself that, you know, this isn't helpful and just let it go. Like that's really all there is to it. And then, you know, what to do instead? So I really encourage you to, you know, take ownership and really make decisions about what you're going to eat based on how it's going to make you feel in the moment. And then also, you know, a few hours later and the next day, because when you really tune into that, that helps you make decisions that are going to be best for your well-being now and also in the long term. And it also helps to bring the joy into the decisions you're making around food. Final thing is that, you know, when you are making choices that are purely based on pleasure, you know, something that you really love to eat that's not really going to bring any nutritional value at all, allow yourself to really enjoy whatever you're eating without guilt, without any shame, and just really savor it and make the most of it. Because, you know, I think the biggest tragedy of all is when we labeled something as bad, 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 and then we, you know, go and binge on it and we really don't even really enjoy it in the moment and we get the negative health benefits and none of the pleasure. So that's, you know, not a great way to be. That's it for today. So our key takeaway is labeling food as good or bad isn't helpful. It's not going to help you become a joyful eater. And really, you know, you can choose to stop judging and just appreciate that all food has some value. I'll catch you next week. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast, and I'd love to send you a copy of my free cookbook called 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes, Simple Whole Foods for Joyful Weeknight Dinners. It's full of easy recipes so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. Just Google Stone Soup and you'll find it.